Blog Talk Radio.
The praise, we give God the honor, we give you God, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, God, we give you our highest praise for that fire that burns down deep, deep into our soul. Praise the Lord, beautiful children, God bless each and every one of you, God's anointed children. This is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent, yes, indeed, God, he is magnificent, our Father and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, and our redeeming Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer. I didn't stutter. The only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. It doesn't just start when we float away on a cloud like some may think. No. According to Romans 10:9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, then you too shall be saved. Amen. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you listening to this fire gospel experience broadcast. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. It don't matter, because I'm here to tell you, God just wants you, you, and you too to be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. But you got to walk by faith. You got to believe that the victory is yours, even when it seems like you're caught up in the jaws of defeat. I promise you, God is a deliverer. Amen. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration, nutrition, and exhortation from the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 11 through 14, where we read the Apostle Paul is sharing some blatant truth about who we are, spiritually speaking, before accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He was telling those Roman believers, you got to know who you are and then take a look at who you were. And this makes the difference as you consider Jesus your personal Savior. He was sharing with them how they had endeavored into sinful acts with their bodies and how now them, just like us, are called to shed and remove ourselves from any ungodly activities. The Apostle Paul's comments are so impactful that he likens us believers as to go to the extreme departures as if we were dead to our past sin and behavior. Since our Lord Jesus paid our sin debt, we are now obligated to make of ourselves our greatest offerings and sacrifices to our God. We're going to be talking about walking dead. Yes, dead to sin, but still walking in the light. Amen, amen. My special guest is here. Lord, have mercy. She's returning back because by popular demand, by anointing of Holy Spirit God, already setting aside this time for this amazing woman of God to come and bless us with words that I know has been bearing down deep in her spirit and soul. And God has provided this time and this platform now for gospel artist, woman of God, minister, Never Ford Nation is back on this fire gospel experience. And we're going to have a good time right here, because I already know I'm already full. I've been waiting on this woman of God to come and bless us with her strong word of encouragement. And you talk about anointed gospel music. Woo-hoo! I can't wait. And then we will be shining our outer spotlight on another woman of God. Both of these women are in the overseeing responsibilities of man of God, Jason Nation. That's right, the husband of woman of God, Never Ford Nation. But we will shine our outer spotlight on another protege of his, talking about woman of God, Deanna Dixon, is here. So it's like we're having like a Jason Nation, Never Ford Nation concert, y'all. We're going to make this a showcase just for them. So why don't you go ahead and call your family members and friends and co-workers, anybody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use some good godly inspiration, because that's what we bring right here on this fire gospel experience. We've already had prayer. We're about ready to have church up in here, up in here. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost. Sanctified for your fire, fire, fire.
And making sure there was food to eat. for me.
Gotta keep posting low.
Help me to believe.
Gotta keep
holding, holding. I got the victory.
Just got through telling y'all. She was talking to me too. She said, y'all better keep on holding on, holding on, holding on. And that's what we're going to do right here on this fire gospel experience. I'm talking about a woman of God that is here all the way from Houston, Texas. She is the wife of the so dependable, so business-like, so ordained to do what he do, that is managing this woman of God, Never Ford Nation, as well as other gospel artists. He takes his prodigious time with them. I'm sure he prays over them. He matures them in ways of the music industry, how to prepare themselves to be on stage, virtual, whatever the case may be. He is a polished young man that I had the pleasure of meeting him and woman of God, Never Ford Nation, a couple of years ago over down in Georgia, right outside Atlanta at the 2020 Span Awards. And it is certainly my pleasure to have this woman of God here now. I can say that I'm a fan as well as her brother in Christ. And we are excited to have this awesome woman of God here on Fire, the gospel experience, none other then the one and, did I say the one and only, Never Ford Nation is here on Fire, the gospel experience. Yes, 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 yes. Come on in, woman of God, Never Ford Nation. How are you, my dear sister?
I'm doing fine, Ronnie Jefferson, fine, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm just excited. I love your ministry. You exude a transparent spirit about your relationship with Jesus Christ. You actually transfer your music ministry and your videos when you're singing live as if Jesus is like in your neighborhood and you know him personally. He lives right down the street. Y'all tight like that. And I'm going to ask you to just share with us what was going on in your life, Devil Fordation, when you decided that you wanted Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Tell us about that time.
Oh, that time. It was actually a time where there was, of course, trials and tribulations at the time, which has been several years now. And when God gives your attention, my God, it is a feeling you don't want to let go. It is a feeling you don't want to let go. And it was like fire shut up in my bones.
Yeah.
Jeremiah. Yeah. Yes, it was fire shut up in my bones. And I began to just dance, even by myself, when there was nobody around. And I just danced on. And I said, Lord, have your way with me. Downloaded me. I came with an humble heart. I had to make sure that my ducks were in a row, meaning that I couldn't go to him with an unclean mind, unclean heart. I had to ask God, before I go to the mountain, clean me up. And I want to go before you clean, with a clean heart. And whatever it is, Lord, whatever residue it is, pluck it out.
Come on.
In Jesus' name. And now I'm here. I'm standing. I'm speaking with the one and only Ron E. Jefferson. And I thank God for the spiritual connection. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my dear. That is amazing, and I receive that humbly as well, because, you know, we're just down here laboring for Jesus. He gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. But I'm going to tell you right now, I do believe in giving people their flowers while they can enjoy them and smell them now. I don't want to wait until your time has departed, and now all of a sudden we're trying to give you all the glory and all the recognition. We just want to just keep each other encouraged. Jesus is going to get the praise out of our lives. So thank you. I appreciate that so much. Kind of reminds me, woman of God, of when you were speaking, it just took me to Bishop Paul S. Morton and that song that he sang. He said, whatever you do, Lord, don't do it without me. That's what I'm getting from you. It seems like you just want to stay connected to whatever God is doing. You want to make sure he don't leave you out. Now tell me if I'm not telling the truth. Come on.
You're on it, Ronnie Jefferson.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Yes.
Now I want my listeners to understand how we're going to do this. I was speaking to Woman of God, Never Forward Nation, right before we went live on the air. And Holy Spirit God moved in my spirit to just let this woman of God know that I sensed that there was some things in her spirit that she may have been holding on to either recently or maybe for some length of time. But I was compelled to let her know that she has full opportunity and every right to disclose whatever may be in her spirit that she's been holding on to, because this is her appointed time. So with that being said, woman of God, I'm going to pass you the platform and the microphone, and I want you to share whatever is burdening or bearing in your spirit. I'm not saying that to say it may be something weighty and heavy, but there is something inside you that you've just been holding on to, not sure when, where, or how you was going to share it. But I'm here to speak that now is the time.
Amen, amen. There is a burning in thy belly that has been waiting to come forth. And in this season, whereas we are all seeking, there is some seeking, some are knocking, some are kneeling, some are praying, some are praising, some are worshiping, some are denying, my God. But I'm here to say us as ambassadors of Christ must hold on, must submit ourselves out on a daily basis to God, to download what's inside of us in order when those approaches come from those that may be unbelievers, backsliders, or believers, my God, that we have a loving reply, a loving reply, my God. And as I say, my God, God is a spirit. I'm not talking about him, identification of what he does, a function. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. I'm not talking about the way he functions. Oh, I'm talking about who he is. He's immortal. Yeah. He's divine. He's holy. Mm. He's pure.
Holy.
He's sanctification, my God. He's a Father, Son, Holy Spirit, my God. All three is one, according to John 4:24. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you know who he is, you know how to operate prophetically as God speaks to us. There are ones that have been tapped on for so long as God has placed his hand in their lives, but at that very moment, they don't know. Some of them have fallen by the wayside, but I'm here to tell you, for the ones that know God and know him, know the God that revealed himself in the flesh, Jesus Christ, my God, as God submitted himself, my God, he came and a little lower than the angels. He sent Jesus. Jesus was a little lower than the angels. He says, I'm sending my son, my only begotten son, known as Yeshua, as Hebrew Yeshua. I send him to carry the weight of our sins on my shoulders. So every slayer, every divine slayer, every holy slayer, my God, every purified slayer, my God, for the kingdom business, my God, for the as a kingdom builder, as we go forth, let us examine ourselves, that way we know that when we reply to those that don't know him, to those who have backslid, to those who are baptized filled with the Holy Spirit, we got to make sure that we deny, my God, ourselves in order for God to operate his full course meal through us.
Come on, come on.
In the name of Jesus. Invite him for breakfast, lunch, and supper. Do not deny, my God. My God. Even for dessert, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Take a load off. Let go and let God. Yes. In this season, in this season, God says that we must sustain. There has been deceitment that has been deployed in the land, but God has given us the tools and the equipment, and this is spiritual warfare. Put on the whole armor of God, according to Ephesians chapter 6.
Yes.
Carry it. Make sure you're tuned up. But in this season, Ron E. Jefferson, we are standing, and to those that
That's
are
right.
listening, my God, they can't break what God has sent, my God.
They can't.
And in
they
this season, a lot of us are equipped. Don't come for me if you don't want to be delivered. In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Jesus. You said that.
Jesus.
You said that, woman of God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to share with you, woman of God, and we're going to continue on as Holy Spirit God leads this conversation. As I always let my special guest know, that he is the overseer not only of my life but over this ministry. I allow room for Holy Spirit God to come in and dictate, regulate, change. He can change just like a traffic cop. He can change the whole course of this program as he sees fit. I share on April 23rd, I've been blessed to do this since for the last 8 years, and I have relationship with many, many gospel artists, and I was compelled to share my heart because I kind of hit on it every now and then, but I posted on Facebook April 23rd, gospel artists should look at, is it about climbing BDS charts or reaching out to souls? Amen. Amen. Would you give the same dedication, energy, effort if you knew that it would not run up the charts on BDS? but you knew that it would be out here touching people's souls. Would you continue to have the same commitment if you didn't necessarily get all of the social media and public accolades for the projects that God gave you? And the reason I say that is because Noah preached for 90 years, and guess who got saved? Jeremiah preached, and God told him in the beginning, he says, pay not no attention to their faces, because they're not going to listen. But I'm using you as a divine witness, so they cannot use the excuse, nobody told us, or I didn't know. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, mm-hmm. woman of God?
My thoughts on that, if God ain't in it, if God ain't in it, the heavens don't even hear it.
Thank you. I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna make sure I put your name on it so you'll get the credit. That's just where I'm at, because the reason I'm sharing this is because I need to get this out here. I've been blessed to do this internet radio since for the last 8 years. And sometimes the introductory conversation that I get is the first thing they want to know is, am I a BDS station? And for those that don't know, BDS is how radio stations monitor music that's played based upon the charts that are out there, so that artists can see how successful their music is climbing up the charts. They will ask me that right off the bat, woman of God. So quite naturally, I get the feeling that I can't help but wonder, okay, is this your primary motivation? And that's not being judgmental. That's being spiritually discerning.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, that's a turnoff. Because, man, what I've been through, I'm talking about drug addiction, I'm talking about homelessness, I'm talking about two failed marriages, I'm talking about the death of my oldest child 2 years ago. Mm. And that is the second child I lost. I lost my second child when she was only 30 days old. Mm. And that was 30-something years ago. And I'm saying I have felt unloved by my own family members. And do you all know that God had to reconstruct my whole spirit all over again from those hurts and those healings? That's why I care so much the way that I do. Because I know what it's like to be in that dark valley, woman of God. I know what it's like to feel like don't nobody love me and don't nobody care but God.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to share that so that my listeners can understand why I'm on fire for Jesus. Because he restored my life. He made me whole. And if I don't tell y'all these things, y'all will think Ron E. Justin has always had it going on and always been good. And no, I'm telling you, Ron J. has walked through some harsh, harsh, harsh times alone with tears, okay? So, woman of God, I said all that because the Bible declares that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And right now, I am living my second Job life. I'm living my best, blessed life right now. I was blessed with a brand new brick home, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths with an in-ground swimming pool in 2020. And if y'all forgot, 2020 was when COVID hit. I was blessed right in the middle of a natural world catastrophe. Getting beneficial checks on my job, working 4 days a week, getting paid for 5, and then just recently, a few months ago, got a raise and a promotion on my job. So y'all can't tell me. I don't even argue with people that don't know Jesus, because I just say, you don't know Jesus. That's all. You arguing with me, but you can't argue with my experience. You can't argue with my testimony. Now, woman of God, I know my people are used to hearing me talk, and I had to share that out because it came out. But right now, I just wanted to just let my listeners enjoy your ministry, because when we come back, I want you to talk about how you just can thank God because he's your everything. We want to talk about that woman of God. He's my everything, yeah. too. So we just go celebrate our God. Amen. Amen. It goes right there.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen, amen. Fire, 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 the gospel experience. I forgot to mention, too, woman of God, I'm going to let you share wherever Holy Spirit God leads you. I have experienced homelessness. I worked 15 years at the post office in Detroit, Michigan. And as a result of my bad choices, man, I lost that home. And I walked the roughest streets of Detroit down in Cass Quarter for 30 days, losing my mind. And I asked God like I never prayed before. I said, God, if you restore me back to who I was, because I backslid. I thought, God, since you didn't fix my marriage, you must not be listening to me. Maybe you don't love me like I thought some people did. I let the devil trick me, but he ain't going to trick me with that one no more. I promise you that. And I prayed like never before, woman of God. I did. And listen, I made a promise to God. I said, God, whatever, if you just restore me back, I will run for you and I won't look back. I will keep on praising your name and giving you the glory and tell anybody, everywhere, anytime, that you are God and that Jesus is the Savior. And I've been on fire ever since. And I need to tell you, that experience happened 20 years ago, woman of God. So you can't tell me when God don't clean you up, he don't clean you up all the way. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago. That was 2 decades ago. You hear me?
My.
I wake up talking about thank you, Jesus. I wake up when I go to the dollar store and buy soap and deodorant and socks and underwear. Because when you have been to the bottom of the bottom, every day is a blessing. You don't even be disposed by difficult days because of what we've already been through. More importantly, what God has brought us through. We expect challenges to come, but we also expect God to come through for us just like he always has. Is there a particular time in your music ministry when it seemed like, you know, it wasn't, the connection wasn't coming, you could sense demonic influence trying to tear apart what you knew God has given you? Can you share that testimony so that it can be an encouragement to gospel artists that have been laboring for years, as well as for those gospel artists that just are starting to get their feet wet?
Yes, there is actually, it was numerous of times where the spiritual warfare was at hand. I know that Walk With Me was one single that I was under spiritual warfare. I was not able to walk. It was for 14 days. God restored me. I said, if you allow me to come out of this, I will serve you. For the rest of my days. And I was restored. I was healed in the name of Jesus. There will be obstacles that will come. And it was right before the time, right before going off into the studio to record the single Walk With Me. And there's and all the things that we do for the Lord, everything that we do for the kingdom, we're going to be under attack. We are not exempt. Because of who we serve. And I had
to
learn that. So, yes. And we must be aware, be alert, encourage one another. Stay prayed up most of all. There are some that have gone through things more than others. But God is not going to put nothing on you that you're not able to handle. Amen. So this is where we come in. We buckle up and say, okay, God, give me the tools that I need to go forth in this spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
I use a metaphor. I use lions, tigers as a metaphor. But we're talking, that's physically. You know, a tiger is huge. It's strong. But imagine God says, speak to the mountain and it shall move. Ooh.
That's right.
God has given us what we need. We just have to believe it. And so, yes, there are going to be obstacles in spiritual warfare that are unseen. That's when you're tapping off into the unseen. But it is visible because the attacks come. But stand firm on the word of God and just know that God has you. Faith without works is dead. But
yes,
if you apply your faith and have your works, it's profitable. Amen. So just continuously. Just stay prayed up, but there's numerous of things that came into my life, and even with this last song, Thank You, My Everything. God is so good. I thanked him because my mother passed the day after my birthday. My father was 3 weeks and 3 days later, and I buried both my parents with less than a month.
Jesus.
Only God, but God, but God.
But God.
But
Come
God.
On, say that part.
But God, but God. And when God allowed, during the pandemic, Ron E. Jefferson, during the pandemic, I remember the doctor calling me and said, Miss Nation, suit up and come see Mama. And you know, during the pandemic, you were not eligible, you were prohibited from seeing any of your loved ones behind those hospital walls. My God.
Come on.
There was no way you could enter into that building, but God, through it all, through God, anything is possible. And
Amen.
I remember
Amen.
My mother, and I stand strong, Ron E. Jefferson, and to all that
Come
are listening,
on.
To the artists, I stand strong, and I remember my
yeah.
mother, she finalized the words, and she said, pick your head up and you be strong. Me and God got this.
Yeah.
And she winked her eye. She danced
yeah.
her way out. She ministered Amen. To me. My God.
Jesus. Mm. Jesus.
Jesus.
See, that's what I'm talking
Jesus.
About. That's why this generation, the millennials, should not so easily and be quick to dismiss the old traditional church ways, because see, the ways that we understand have been passed down for to us from the times when our forefather and foremothers were enduring slavery during this country. That is a great spiritual connection that need not be dismissed, as well as we should not be so quick to dismiss the millennials, because they are going to be the generations that will be here after we are gone. So we've got to find that common ground, that place where we love on each other. I love what you said, woman of God, about moving mountains. The reason we don't see mountains being moved, because what did Jesus say when that man who said, my demonic son is throwing himself in the water, throwing himself in the fire. He said, man, I believe. And this man was not even Jewish. This man said, I believe that you can help him, help my unbelief. The reason we don't see mountains move, woman of God, is because we don't have the faith to believe that mountains can be moved. I'm going to share with you one of the greatest scriptures that blessed my heart. And it's in John 20 and 29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. And yet believed and haven't seen the miracle. Didn't see him telling the wind and the rain, peace be still. Didn't see him raising dead people back to life. Didn't see leprosy being healed, withered hands and limbs being repaired and made whole, walking on the water. We didn't see none of that, but the Lord said that we are more blessed because we believe and we didn't see those things. So you know what that did? That just gave me a big spiritual injection of increased faith right there, because we are a select people that Jesus said we're more blessed than the people that actually was right there with Jesus when he did what he did. So I am a witness just like you, woman of God. And I want you to just let us know whatever it is that's in your spirit right now, woman of God, that you want to share with my listeners before we end this interview. I'm just looking forward to you sharing with us whatever you got going on in your ministry, whatever works that you want to share, that you can share, that God has given you a vision for. I want you to go ahead and share that with us, if you don't mind.
Yes. This year we have, in November the 19th, our Women's Conference. This will be our third annual Women's Conference that will take place right here in the heart of Gonzales, Texas, at the Expo Center. For more information, Ella Nation at 85@gmail.com, ellanation85@gmail.com, and also you can go to my Women's Wise Up and Be Encouraged Ministries page, and there is a contact number as well there. So yes, and also Neva Fort Nation, the Facebook page, and also a promotion page, Neva Fort Nation. So it's all there. We're doing a lot of different things this year. We have the awards show. We have Ohio, which will take place in June for the Juneteenth. Mm. And I'm excited to go and share the word of God through song. Through song. That's what it's about. That's the focus point, is making sure, because somebody can come running down the aisle asking, what must I do to be saved? Oh, my God.
That's right.
And so
we're doing a lot
of different things. Yes, yes. And so just, you know, to the listeners and to everyone that is tuned in, just continuously to walk according to God's word, allowing God to order your steps. Be encouraged. Don't let them come in and rob you of what God has given you, of your
Amen.
Of your destiny, the purpose, because God knows the plans he has for you. Amen?
That's right. That's right. Amen. 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 Woman of God, you blessed us. You blessed us. And what I would love for you to do right now is share any contact information on how you can be reached for any other events that are going around this great country of ours, be it a women's conference, a revival, or just a straight up praise in God gospel concert. How can you be reached? And share your social media contact again so that my listeners, I don't mind sharing them with you, can follow you, support you, pray for you. And then where can your anointed music be downloaded? Let's not forget that now. Come on.
Yes. Neva Ford Nation. I have a Facebook page, Neva Ford Nation. Also a promotion page, Neva Ford Nation. Also, my email is ellanation85 at gmail.com. Yes, and also Women Rise Up and Be Encouraged Ministries page. There's a contact information that's all there. Also, JasonPNation at yahoo.com.
Amen. Amen.
And my music is on all digital platforms, so you don't want to miss it. Listen, go in, tap in, Google Neva Ford Nation. Go in. There's something awaiting for you. And those oils will flow off onto you as well. Pick it up.
Lord.
Download it. Thank you for everything.
It's a blessing waiting on you. That's what it is. Let's just go on and be open about it. You will be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Neva Ford Nation, bless you, woman of God. I pray for you and for you as well as man of God, Jason Nation, that your cup be so full that as it runs over, the biggest problem y'all will have is trying to find somebody to share those blessings with, because they're just running over. You keep pressing them down. You keep shaking them up. And every time you turn around, here comes another blessing. That's my prayer for each one of y'all.
Amen.
I pray everybody to come into contact with you, catch the overflow.
Mm.
And they'll have to find somebody to pass blessings on to, because the people that are loving you, ministering with you, and connected with you will be overflowed with blessings, just like God is going to bless you. And I'm not going to take that back, because I believe that in my spirit. Amen.
Jesus, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Ronnie Jefferson.
Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Neva Ford Nation, y'all. Y'all better support this woman of God and stay connected to her, because God is doing great things in her life. And you'll be blessed if you just support her. I promise you, you will. You will. Yes. Amen. This is just not internet radio if y'all haven't figured it out. This is evangelistic outreach ministry, where we connect with the people of God that are doing God's business, and we are honoring him so that when he looks down on us, guess what? We will receive blessings as we continue to be obedient, as we continue to share the blessing, as we continue to trumpet from every corner that we have that God is real, that God is love, and that Jesus is the reason for our salvation and for our joy. Amen. Goes right there. And we're not going to take it back, because God has done so many great, beautiful things for us. We're just loving on Jesus. We're going to continue with this mini concert for Woman of God, Neva Ford Nation. Yeah, she talks about it, and we're not through with it. We want God to walk with us, y'all, every day, every step of the way.
Hello,
amen.
I'm Neva Ford Nations, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up, playing for you the best and newest gospel music on the planet, and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. I pray that my song, Holding On, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength to be the kingdom builder that God created you to be. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
Let us not be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk us up. In every situation, whatever you may be going through, don't be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with you. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm Clarita Haddon Jackson, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is moving, it's uplifting, an unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family members, your friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom.
Darkness and blurry skies.
You are the light.
You are the light. world try to knock me down.
And when we would have broke his mind,
I closed my eyes and see a cloud.
Lord, tell me what's next about it, you know. The heart's man, the dark man.
A very lost soul with no fighting chance.
And what haunts the man,
becomes the man. I'm friends.
When shadows cast upon the eyes, use your reflection.
My God, you are the light of the whole world, of the whole universe, of everything that exists, because you made it all and you were here before anything that was known and unknown. You are the eternal light. Sounds of Woman of God, Clarita Haddon Jackson. Yes, yes, yes. That awesome, amazing sibling of the Haddon family, Dietrich Haddon's grown up little sister, baby girl, doing her thing in her own right, singing about the light. And before that, we heard from Man of God, one of my favorite gospel artists. You talking about a brother that impacts and packs a spiritual punch, Samuel Brown, talking about the promises of God. God promises, and every promise that he made has come through 100% right on time, according to his calendar, not to yours or mine. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you anointed people of God that have a word of inspiration and exhortation and words of anointed, I'm going to say, Holy Spirit breathed on messages for us to receive and be blessed by in word of inspiration. This young woman of God, she is a dear, dear friend of mine, sister and kingdom collaborator from years gone by, best-selling author, certified spiritual mindset and wellness coach, as well as soul of service and lover of life. Talking about none other than Woman of God, Tara Lynn Michelle is bringing her anointed words and ministry to this Fire Gospel Experience. Talking about spot check. Yes. What a good subject to talk about. Come on, sister girl, let's talk about it.
The spot check. That quick once over to inspect, correct, and try to perfect my imperfection. A shift, pull, tug, or cover-up was in play for those sections that needed to be hidden. And I ain't talking only about what could be seen in a mirror. Hell, that reflection, muddled and heavily soiled by the lies broadcast that I chose to own. So much so I disowned my birthright and labeled it inferior. The lies that defined what value should look like and be, value that never belonged to me because I had no clue I was what I sought. But since I bought the vision of less being more, I inadvertently waged a war during peacetime, increasing the time I wandered in darkness, looking for the cure from my captor. After signing myself up for certain death on the day of the rapture, see, I had become their captor while being unaware I wasn't free. This is why I sought solutions from the same source who imprisoned me by occupying space in my mind. Turns out being blind was my choice. I was no victim. I chose to deny the calling within my soul for answers that lay well beneath the surface. I determined what my curse is. When I cursed my creator by choosing to try on suggestions for wholeness from fragmented man and fragmented lands, wielding deceptive plans and an agenda that needed the needy, greedy, lost, impatient, and excitedly distracted. The ones who reenacted chaos. Because it's easy, even though the expected results kept them queasy and broken. The lost have become tokens to be played by the puppet master who sit and marvel at disaster that pay dividends while each day we become closer to an end we don't want to own. So back then, as I stood in front of that mirror, all I could do was spot check. I allowed my eyes to scan and memorize every inch of me that didn't fit their mold. Of course, I was never told. They didn't even fit the mold they sold me. There was no label disclaiming to buyers after purchase you chip away pieces of your identity and soul. That you'll step from your pedestal as royalty and diminish the very value of your melanin. See, they knew before you, you are black gold. Because I am his and he is me, I met the bottom in these lands. And at the bottom, I raised my hand to be helped from the pit I'd chosen, only to be met with judgment and silence. As my mental reel replayed the violence of my declarations of self-hate, I guess I deserved this fate, as it was a part of my purchase. So maybe I should lay and wallow. Then my soul, called by a gentle whisper, reminding me there's more than one path to follow. Daughter, you raised one hand, but will you raise both? The voice asked of me. This was the first time I realized I wasn't free, but could be, because I am his, and he is me. Just as I chose to stand before a mirror and pick which parts of me were worthy of scrutiny, I could choose to take in the glory of his creation, all of me. The second time I stood before that mirror, I knew I was not alone, because I had chosen to take the walk with him. I chose to ask his solutions and blocked off outside offers. So this time, as my eyes scanned my naked body from head to toe, I was amazed how distorted the first time was. I was flawed perfection, and the most beautiful parts were the sections deemed unsalvageable before. It's amazing how choosing to look through the lens of God cures self-hate and delusions of grandeur. It's just that simple. When he is the first choice with no room for alternatives, hopelessness will fade. In being dedicated to the hardest work one can ever do, the inside work, your reward is the ultimate source and resource coming to your aid. The lies that we play in our minds eventually become the truth we live and dress up to disguise our pain. Insane, but true when we lose connection to our God identity. When I reconnected to her, then he and I could vibe again. It's never easy with God as my best friend, but neither is the latter. And since my soul is all that matters, I'm all in.
All in, y'all. All in. Amen. 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 Y'all heard that woman of God? That's what it's all about. It's not about just trying to, what do they say, straddle the fence and try to keep one leg in the church and one leg in the world. No. Stop playing with the thing and go and give yourself like woman of God, Terrell and Michelle just told y'all so beautifully, so eloquently. Be all in. Amen. Do that spot check, huh? Go on and do it and see what happens. Watch yourself get blessed beyond measure. Amen. Goes right there. Giving y'all some extra, extra double treats on this fire gospel experience. That's because y'all just got it like that. Y'all just about to be blessed in so many special, special ways. We just heard word of inspiration, but guess what? Got the extra time. Oh, man. Double blessing y'all with that 1-2 spiritual punch. Now we're going to give y'all some shine out of spotlight because y'all have responded so well to the call and to the invitation to be a part of this kingdom collaboration that is fire, 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 the gospel experience. Here's woman of God. I told y'all, Brother Jason Nation is a hard-working promoter, overseer, doing what he's doing over there with that wonderful promotional and managerial ministry that he has. Here's woman of God, Deanna Dixon, shining bright in our artist spotlight. Ooh, that sounds so good. I should say that again. Shining bright in our artist spotlight. One thing you need to do, if you don't do nothing else, Apostle Paul said it first, but we're going to let woman of God, Deanna Dixon, say amen. He said, praying always, in every situation, for every circumstance, pray. And here's woman of God, Deanna Dixon. She just worked out of this very plain and simple. Stay.
How's y'all? What are we doing? We shooting a video? For God? Okay, give me some God's power. Say God's power.
God's power.
Yes.
This one is for our youth. It's not about bobbing and weaving to a song, but it's about learning the wisdom and discernment. Because if not, you're definitely pulling up instead of praying up. It's spiritual.
Learn to start your day off by praying and reading the word of the Lord. So when things get hard, you don't break down, don't look around or fall down to the ground. But get on your knees, say, Lord, help me, please, to live a life acceptable in your sight. I'm just trying to live right. Stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough. And you've about had enough. Stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough. And you've about had enough. Stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough. And you've about had enough. Stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough. And you've about had enough. Find someone that you trust to walk to, talk to, that can really help you. Cause things can get so real, you have to tell someone just how you feel. Let it be someone that knows the Lord for real. Holy Ghost is that I pray you do. When we come to agreement, stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough and you've about had enough. Stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough and you've about had enough. Stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough and you've about had enough. Stay prayed up so you don't pull up when it gets rough and you've about had enough. So much going on, my brothers and sisters, you have
Lord has promised a better day. Yeah. Trouble don't last. Trouble don't last. Trouble don't last always. Cause God has promised.
Yes, Lord. So smooth. So gospel groovy. As we shine in our artist spotlight on that woman of God that you heard right there, right there. I am here to tell y'all she is doing her thing, and we are just happy and excited to have this beautiful woman of God here with us. She has done some wonderful training at Rhema or Rhema, depending on which side of the Dixon Mason line you happen to have grown up, Rhema Bible Training College, as well as studied psychology at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. She has also studied at Church of God Chaplains Commission, coming straight out of Louisiana, Abbeville, as a matter of fact. And don't mess with her, because she's also worked as federal law enforcement training. So I'm trying to tell y'all, she is a soldier for Christ in minty. I said minty, minty ways, right here, shining our artist spotlight on Woman of God. Deanna Dixon is here on this fire gospel experience. And I know you stay prayed up, Woman of God, Deanna Dixon. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing, Woman of God?
I am blessed. Thank you for having me. It is an honor, especially to just be invited anytime. It's powerful. And
yes,
I just thank you for your introduction. Thank you, sir.
Amen, amen. I believe in you, anointed people of God, need a bigger platform so that you all can shine bright, so that you all can go beyond the borders that God has already blessed you with, based on your faithfulness, based on your obedience to God, and your just personal love for Jesus. You deserve to be expanded further than you have gone, Woman of God. So that's what this Fire Gospel Experience platform is here to do. Why don't you go ahead and share a little bit about yourself? You can start at any season of life that you like, where you started singing, when you knew that God anointed you for this particular ministry, as well as whatever other ministries that God has anointed you to be in. Let us know who Woman of God Deanna Dixon really is.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I'm going to go all the way back. When I was 12 years old, I used to sing in the barn because a lot of things was going on. I'm just going to be very transparent. I was being molested, and I just would go in the barn and just start singing. And I heard somebody talk to me, and I told Mama, I said, Mama, I have an imaginary friend, not understanding that it was God. Well, things happened after that, and I didn't get saved till I was 27 years old. I have a background of doing everything and anything but God. So I actually started that journey just knowing God, loving God, surrendering. I think that's the thing, surrendering. Because we all have a past, but he said, I'm going to give you a future. And so I'm going to come back, and I started going to Bible college. I'm a chaplain. I just started learning the word. But first of all, I said, yes, God, renew my mind, renew my body, renew my spirit. You know, those are the things that we have to ask because of the things that we've been through. What if I say been through? Because God will carry you to another level. And so here I am as a servant of God. No, I'm not a celebrity, all that. I just want to serve God with my heart, my mind, my soul, and my body. And one thing I want to let everyone know, when you fall, and you will fall, God will catch you. And every time you fall, you're going to come back up with more power. You're going to come back with more wisdom and discernment. And love for God and for love for God's people. So that's my mission. I just want to spread the love of God. And my motto is love people back to life. Because we all deserve. And the Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. But we have to learn to love each other. And that's one of the new commandments. He said, and I command you, love others as I have loved you. So that's my thing, to spread love through my music, through my teachings, through my preachings, and my presence. So thank you for having
me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm back here taking notes. I just wrote down what you just said, love people back to life. And I'm going to make sure I put your name on it so that you'll get full credit. You know how sometimes we'll hear one of them nice quotes and then we'll forget to give credit to where credit is due. Woman of God, you just spoke to my spirit right there, because I'm a firm believer of loving people back to life. Thank you for confirming what was already in my spirit. I love how you put it in your own vocabulary. Because that's, to me, that's like a different icing on the cake of my faith. Thank you so much, woman of God. Now,
well, yes, you have to speak life, and you have to see people the way God sees people. We already know we didn't all get some dirt. Come on, somebody. However, God,
church,
you see people as I see them. I see them saved. I see them healed. I see them delivered. I see them set free.
Yes,
oh, Lord,
yes, yes.
You started me. I feel the Spirit of God. Thank you.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I did it on purpose. Jason didn't warn you. He didn't tell you, girl,
no.
You better be strapped in when you come in, because that brother is on fire. Hello? You're talking about doing some dirt. I don't know if you heard the first part of this program. I shared some of my personal testimony in depth. I've been sharing it spottedly here and there. But the Spirit of God just overwhelmed me, and I tried to let people know where I came from. So when you listen to this archive, I'm going to send it to you later. Don't worry. I want you to understand that I've been on fire ever since God freed me from a backslidden state that I had got myself in. And I was in the grips of demonic oppression and bondage. So you talking to the right one. See, I have no shame. After what I've been through, after what God has brought me through, there is no devil in hell and no contentious person come my way that's going to dissuade me from my chosen path, because I'm so committed to God, I'm just sold out, just to make it real plain and simple. You hear what I'm saying, woman of God?
I only not hear what you're saying. I received what you're saying. Thank you so much.
Receive it. Now, before we let you go, and I want you to know you're certainly welcome to come back to this platform, because me and Brother Jason Nation, we got it tight like that as far as kingdom building go. Whenever you ready, if I take too long, you call me or get in touch with Jason, say, brother, I need to get back on that fire gospel experience. You have an open invitation. I just want to hear a little bit more about this project, this song that I'm about to play, I Am a Conqueror. Can you just speak a little bit about being a conqueror so that God can get the praise and somebody else can get the increase in their faith?
Definitely. First of all, last year, it was so funny. God had told me, I'm working on the prophetic. God said, go tell your daddy to get his house in order. And I'm thinking, I'm just saying that, well, long story short, my dad's brother died first in January. Dad died in March. His other brother died in July. And I just buried my last 2 months ago. And I don't know how I did this project, but by the power of God, because I was depressed, oppressed, suppressed, and yet through it all,
yeah,
God had me right. And my daddy's last words to me was, he said, finish your music. You got something there. I said, he said, you think you don't. He said, but let God do it. Let God heal you. Let God put it out. And so I used the music as a conduit to heal me, because I was missing my dad, and I remembered what he said. And so, believe it or not, I wrote that song in 5 minutes by the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. And
as I was
singing it, I said, oh, my God. And so when I heard it, I started crying. I said, God, you did this. He said, yes, I'm going to heal others through your pain. I just said something. That's why we're supposed to share. And that's why you were supposed to share what you just did, because I'm going to be real with you. I just did a video, and it went viral, because I'm not totally in a backslidden state, but I allowed things I shouldn't have allowed. So when you said what you said, I knew that was confirmation, because I'm still going to go where God wants me to go. I'm still going to be who he wants me to be, and I've already repented. Thank you, Jesus. So I know that God has his hand on me. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he is going to put his whole hand on you and cover you and bless you and provide for you and heal you and restore you and refresh you and encourage you. And whatever it is you need that I didn't mention, he's waiting to do all of that too. Woman of God, listen,
what I would like for
you to do now, I promise you, you're talking to a bona fide, saved saint of God. If I had to just give you an idea, I've had a Jonah experience. I've had a Nebuchadnezzar experience, and I've had a Lazarus experience. So for me to be here now and in my right mind and in my right spirit and place with God, I have a blessed and beautiful day every day. My circumstances,
Amen.
Situations, and my emotions have nothing to do with my blessed state. I hope somebody heard what I just said.
Because
I just preached the whole sermon. I just preached the whole sermon right there, and I'm not even going to ask for an offering. Woman of God, what I want you to do is to share your social media contact. Is there a number? I know that you are being overseen and managed by Man of God, Jason Nation, but if there's a particular number that you could be reached, somebody may want to just reach out to you as far as kingdom collaboration, as far as mentoring. There may be a soul out there that you have been assigned to that you don't even know yet. Is there a number or email address or a way that you can be contacted for whatever kingdom business Holy Spirit God has already ordained? And then I want you to share your social media contacts and where your music can be downloaded, sister.
Sure. My phone number is 706-829-5393. I used to be a chef, so it's already out there. Also, my social media is Prophetess Deanna Dixon. I don't hold back. So if you come to that page, you're going to understand that I'm going to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. Yeah. Also, my email is apostledixon@yahoo.com. That's apostledixon@yahoo.com, man of God. Thank you so much.
Woman of God, you keep doing what you're doing. I'm so proud of you, and I just met you. I feel like I've known you at least about 5 years just from what I'm feeling from your spirit, woman of God. So I know that's real right
Thank
there
you.
Because God has blessed us to be able to know the spirit by the spirit. I know some people have misquoted that because the scripture doesn't say that. It says know the spirits whether they are of God, but it is true that our spirits can identify and recognize another spirit that has been transformed and renewed and born again by our Lord Jesus's resurrection power. So I'm just happy to know you, looking forward to watching God move in your life, and happy to be a part of whatever progress I can contribute to your ministry unto God. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Day.
I receive it, man of God. Amen.
You just made my day. Anytime I could be a blessing to somebody, to me, that's like getting one of those awards that so many are just so anxious to get, and then get them and then realize that it's way more to it than getting an award. If I can't touch another soul.
Oh, you know what? I like to say this, and I would like to end it like this. This is ministry. It's a award is good, a reward is good, but it's nothing like touching a soul, because that's the heart
Thank
of
you.
God's soul. Woo, come on now.
listen, I'm gonna put the icing on the cake. Those rewards are wonderful, outstanding, and good to have, but they will rust and they will be corrupted. There are rewards in winning a soul to Jesus that will last throughout eternity and give us more joy. And this is one of the reasons why God give us eternity, because that's how long it's going to take for us to get the shout out. See there? You didn't
All
know.
All right.
God said they're going to need a whole eternity once they see me and feel me. And my joy and my peace, we're going to be so overwhelmed, we're going to shout, and it's going to take eternity just to get it all out. You can tell people I told you that, and you can share that. I don't mind. Woman of God,
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to having you back as soon as you can. I'm telling you, just like I've already told Man of God, Jason Nation, y'all have an open door policy with me whenever y'all have music. If I don't get it, I'm going to call y'all and ask y'all, why y'all do me like that? I thought y'all said y'all love me. Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you for having me, man of God. This has been a blessing to my soul and spirit as well. God bless you as well,
Amen.
Sir.
Amen. Thank you. I bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus, and I just am grateful to be called your friend and your brother in Christ. Woman of God, Deanna Dixon, we had out of spotlight, we shining it bright on her, and we ain't through yet. Amen. We not through. We just got some things to do. But she wants us to know that she's a conqueror, and you can too. But you got to have faith and believe. Yes.
I hear a fresh wind. God is blowing the spirit of revival all over this earth. Can you feel it? Can you?
I know it's been hard but keep your faith in God. He won't let you down, although when you look around, all the pain you see, that's in this old world, still you must suffer. I'm a kind. Prepare your hands for war, for God did not bring you this far, but to give you life and life abundantly, holding you to prosper, can't you see? I'm a kind word.
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Takesha Wade, International Certified Life Coach, Domestic Violence, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Coach, Christian Counselor, Singer, Songwriter, and Servant of the Most High God. I'm so grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will minister to you for your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, I want you to please consider allowing me to use the gifts, life experiences, and knowledge to provide you with techniques and principles that can transform your life. You can contact me by phone at 804-966-0128 or by email at wade@openarmsconnection.com. And please join me on for my broadcast on the Kingdom Purpose TV network. My television show, The Coaching Experience Show. To enjoy this God-anointed ministry platform. And you are listening to Fire. The gospel experience with a fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in. fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Tune in to the Coaching Experience Show on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Everybody Come on, come on, Marcus Cole. Y'all hear that part? The Holy Spirit just hit him. And he said, ow. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's all right. That's all right. When you got Jesus, when you got God, listen, y'all, you got everything you need. See, the devil tries to distract us with circumstances, situations, temptations, so that our spiritual focus will be decreased to a human preoccupation. The devil wants to try to bring us down, disconnect us from our help and our strength. And man of God, Marcus Cole is saying, that's all right, because I'm going to keep my focus. I'm going to keep my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. Oh, Jesus, I'm just so grateful for these anointed gospel artists that mean business when it comes down to saving souls and telling the truth about our God. I am encouraging you all to join me in a word of inspiration from Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 11 through 14. If you got your Bibles, you'll find these words reading from the NIV. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed, yes, indeed, unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord Jesus, it's getting good and getting gooder already. Amen. Amen. The word of God continues and it says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members, hello, as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Now, I said that ye, so that lets y'all know it wasn't NIV. It had to be the King James Version of the Bible. But listen, y'all, Apostle Paul is pulling no punches when it comes to our sanctified and holiness in living our Christian lives. After all, isn't it all about being the children of the light? Not the light as defined by you, I, or someone else, but the true light as proclaimed by our Almighty God. So what does the great apostle say to start this very hot preaching lecture sermon? Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Had to go all the way back to the first verse in Romans 6. Some would mistakenly suppose that if and when we do sin, and yes, we will sin, that due to God's grace, we will be automatically forgiven. So then, that's of course humanly contrived and deduced. We can do whatever we please as long as we later ask God for his forgiveness. And wow, what is the Apostle Paul's response? Verse 2 says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Or in the Ron E. Jefferson translation of the Bible, no to the no, 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 no way, Jose. What we all need to understand and remember is that it only takes a small amount of truth distorted to make a lie look legitimate. Verse 3 says, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Yes, we're talking about walking dead, y'all. Paul is saying that the evidence of a redeemed life is one that lives in opposition of those things that we once did. When we came into the knowledge of what pleases and displeases God, it's really written so simply
for our understanding. But as we all know and found out very quickly, we can find certain things very challenging to let go of. After all, the reason there was such longevity to our habits is because they were connected to our inner being, and it was stabilized with our behavior in our mind. I'm talking about like the drug addict who became a slave to those endorphins in the brain, which are released by the drugs when they're being ingested. We also found ourselves bowing down at the altars of our own fleshly and carnal desires. Now, I'm just talking about me. If I'm talking about you too, it's all good. Just wave your hand and look straight ahead. We didn't know that what we like would one day have the rule and dictates over our lives. Talking about being held hostage and in bondage by our own self-centered desires. And so we became so shameful and guilt-ridden that we hid those things from all public exposure and became trapped with those things in our own self-imposed isolation. Verse 4 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, thank you, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Yeah, thank you, God. It's our union and fellowship with Jesus the Christ that is our distinction. Our identification with baptism symbolizes who we are now in Christ, even despite those sometimes burning sensations that have and had become our deepest and darkest secrets. The who that we are now, talking about our spirit, must not yield and contend, I'm talking about, with the who that we used to be, y'all. Many a believer has become exacerbated of the struggle between our old and our new self, even with many years and sometimes decades fighting with and within our own selves, confused, knowing that many would call our faith a sham if they were really new about all of our struggles. Amen. Goes right there. Talking about the walking dead, y'all. But we are alive in God. And woman of God, Ebony Harris, just like woman of God, never for a nation, she told us, keep holding on. Here's the confirmation. Woman of God, Ebony Harris is saying the same thing. Y'all, just hold on. Hold on!
Oh, help me to withstand. He's my healer,
my savior,
way maker,
provider.
His power to change your life. Don't worry, just come to Christ.
Stop worrying about what you're going through. My God always see you through.
I just want to encourage you to hold on.
Don't you worry.
Jesus, woman of God, Ebony Harris, she says, I just want you to hold on, and I say amen right there. And of course, our Lord Jesus is saying, hold on. Don't y'all dare think about giving up. We are talking about the walking dead from Romans 6 chapter verses 11 through 14. And as I was stating that if people really knew what we struggle with, they would call our faith a sham. That's why we feel compelled to keep it to ourselves. We don't want it to get out. We don't want nobody to find out we're struggling like this because, yes, we're saved. Yes, we're anointed. Yes, we're blessed. But what did the Apostle Paul say? He said in the 7th chapter of Romans, he said, man, those things that I hate, those are the things that I wind up doing. And those things that I love are the things that I find myself not doing. But please, please, please believe that the body of Christ, talking about you and I, are waging wars on many fronts, inside and outside. The enemy, Satan, attacks from all sides, and he don't play fair, proposing and supposing that the defeat within us will weaken other members of the body because, yes, we're all connected. So God wants us to vehemently contend with what has yet to be conquered every day, all day, whatever it takes. Submit yourself unto God and the devil will flee. Resist him. Submit, resist, and he'll flee. Meaning every thought of submission and obedience should be considered as an offering being made to God to show our vigilance, y'all, our allegiance and perseverance as an expression of our commitment and love back to the one who loved us first. Amen goes right there. And that's true because as we experience measures of successes and failures, elations and disappointments, they will all become the schoolyard lesson of our seasoning of our faith. What we experience is how we determine where we are in our spiritual maturity and makes us even more apt and qualified teachers and leaders to share the knowledge of our experience in our testimonies. Verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. May we always remember that faith is
is the key that will unlock the way of victory through God's divine power, will, and knowledge for us all. Praise you, my God. Praise you, my God. Talking about walking dead. Hope you all were blessed, because I was blessed to be here to share in this fire gospel experience, to honor God and to bless each and every soul here. Thank you, woman of God, gospel artist, never for a nation, for striking the match that lit the fuse to this bad boy, as well as woman of God, Tara Lynn Michelle, for bringing such profound word on Spot Check on our Word Up inspiration, and then followed it up with woman of God, Deanna Dixon, as we were shining our outer spotlight on her. What a wonderful group of people you are. Y'all are anointed, and you all are blessed by God himself. And I'm here just to bear witness and to say it and to speak it into the atmosphere, because it's true. Let me share a final word. Meditation is our instrumental means to connect with God's wavelengths. That's a spiritual communication. Prayer is speaking. Meditation is the listening portion of communicating, connecting, and staying committed to our God. So until next opportunity that I get to burn in your spirit with this fire gospel experience, y'all be blessed in the precious and beautiful name of our Savior, the one and only Jesus the Christ. We give you praise, Father God. We honor you and adore you, Lord Jesus. We submit and surrender to you, Holy Spirit God, three in one. And we will honor you with our highest praise. So until next time, listen, y'all. I want y'all to be blessed. Personally, I'm praying for you. I love you, and I'm praying that you love me back. So until next time, bless you in the precious name of Jesus. Go ahead and do what God has already called, created, and is waiting on you to do. And then give him a little extra. Jesus, thank you.
Share it with my partner. Share it with my friend. Share it with my partner.